The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Hi, Chidi.
Hi,
Chidi's with us. It's Friday. All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Happy Friday, guys. It's Edgar without the haircut. You know, yesterday's show was amazing. It was great to hear stories from the callers, like Tracy D and how her and her dog throated a wiener together. Hot dog, guys. And then you had, of course, Mama Albert. Alberto, Alberto, Alberto. But you know what, Graham? I think you should use that sound or moan, whatever that was, as your wake-up alarm on your phone. It's great.
I can't. Okay. Imagine your wife.
A couple things to unpack there. First, he says the Tracy D story. And if you missed right. that yesterday, it happened in the 6 o'clock hour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she left us a talk back. We were talking about whether or not people let dogs eat off their plate and stuff like that. And she said that she dropped a hot dog that she was preparing for breakfast, by the way. And the hot dog made its way almost all the way down her dog's throat. Like, it tried to eat it. And she pulled it out and then microwaved it and ate it herself. So that's what he's referencing there, which is absolutely just horrifying.
Disgusting.
And then he mentioned Mama Albert's.
We need to stop playing that.
What's wrong?
It's grossing me out.
That's a hysterical.
If it grosses me out, it probably grosses a lot of people out.
It's just someone saying, ow!
I don't like
Why
it.
Why don't you like that
I
drop?
Just don't like it.
Like, Selena, like, bristled yesterday
like
when
really
I played it.
It, like, really bothers me.
I think it's a hilarious drop, and Mama Albert needs a drop on here. I think it's fantastic. I could have used that as an alarm this morning, because you want to know what happened this morning?
What happened this morning?
For the first time in over a decade, since I have been back here at Wild 94.9,
wow.
I overslept.
Wow. What? It wasn't a single alarm that you just, like, jumped out of bed, ready to go? Clothes already on?
I did not turn my alarms on.
Oh.
I don't know what happened. I legit, like, just didn't. And I woke up, because I'll still wake up, you know, and I looked at the clock and thought, I don't, you know, when you're kind of groggy, you're like, I don't know what this time means. Like, what does this mean?
Yes.
I don't know.
Does like, it what mean am I looking at?
Am I supposed to get up now? Is this an hour earlier than I get up? And I couldn't figure it out. And I think I just fell back asleep. And I woke up 1 hour later. And
Whoa.
At that point, I looked at the time and I was like, now there's a problem. Something, alarm bells went off.
Yikes.
And I got up and got out of the house. I mean, I didn't even tie my shoes. I got up and got out of the house. And you want to know the thing that is really remarkable about this whole thing? Not the fact that it's the one time I've ever overslept in my basically tenure here at Wild 94.9.
What?
I still beat you here by 20 minutes. I'm like, that to me is alarming. Like, I overslept by an hour, and I live an hour away. I live farther away than you do from here to work.
I
overslept by an hour, and I still beat you here. And look, and Jess pulled in at the exact same time as me. So shame on both of you.
Hey, I think that just goes to show how much earlier you wake up, like, regularly. Because I got up at my normal time. Actually, earlier, I straightened my hair. Like,
yes, that goes to show that I give a damn, and I want to be here early and get everything set for this show, and because I want to put on a
great damn,
show for the listeners.
Because I still get my job done.
I know you do.
Okay.
I'm just joking with you, but I still, Jess had just barely shut her car off when I pulled
Wait,
in.
Wait, but why
just
are you not
barely.
The type of person to just set an alarm that goes off every day? Why do you set it?
Or multiple alarms.
Graham doesn't need, he's the only person I know. Well, actually, my husband's the same way. People, maybe it's a Leo thing. They only need one alarm. And they're like, oh, that's my time to get up. And like, they just pop out of bed. It's
and
so
I pop
weird.
Out instantly. What, Jess, to answer your question, why isn't it just always on Monday through Friday? I don't know. I hate, maybe this is a weird thing, but this has just sort of always been the way that I've done it. So it's like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I just turn it on right before I go to bed. I don't like all those little notification things at the top, across the top bar of my phone. When there's an alarm set, there's one there. I don't like all those things. It stresses me out. Like, oh, I got too much stuff happening. I don't know what, whatever. Maybe it's just a psychological thing.
I do the same thing.
I don't have them on all the time.
I do the same thing, because even when I had them set for every day, I still checked before bed every night just to make sure that they were on.
And then I'm worried that when I'm in the shower, they're going to think that I snoozed them, and then I'm going to start going off again, and then I'm going to wake my wife up. So I always like turn them. I always like cancel the alarm. Mm. Anyway.
Wow. Okay.
If that makes sense. But this has been
makes sense.
Just a colossally bad morning.
Yeah, I was going to say your hair is not done.
I didn't have time to take a shower, and you know what?
I have some gel. Do you want to do your hair?
Well, there's some left over from yesterday that's still
perfect.
In there, but I was barbecuing last night, so I'm going to smell like a smoky piece
is
of meat.
Is that why
right
you
now.
Put on extra cologne? Because when we got in the elevator, you guys, I was like, oh!
I don't wear cologne, so.
Maybe the person before you.
Yeah, that was the person before. I don't wear cologne. I should. This would have been the morning to do it because I reek like a dirty barbecue.
Next on the JV show, we're talking about house burping. I don't know what that is, but I like it.
Chidi's tweets.
Let's play Taylor Swift and we'll think about it.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, guys. It's Angie. Happy Friday. Hey, I was podcasting yesterday's show and Tracy. You guys, that's my cousin. And I was like, what in the heck? So I had to text her just to make sure that the story was true. And it is 100% true. Still love her, but dang. All right, have a good one, you guys. Bye.
Wait.
Still love her, but a little bit less.
Is this news to everyone else? Angie and Tracy D are cousins?
I feel like it's news to me.
Yeah. I feel like this is news to me, too. Me too. Did you know this, Graham?
I think I knew that.
Maybe they've said it before.
But, I mean, cousins no longer after one of you admits right? that you ate a hot dog out of your dog's throat.
No association with that person ever again. With them. All right, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, people, listen up. Today is the national shutdown general strike. That means for those participating, no school, no work, no shopping, and businesses expect them to be closed to stand in solidarity with those protesting ICE and the recent murders in Minneapolis. There will be peaceful protests all around the Bay today, so go out if you feel inclined to do so and let your voice be heard.
Maybe that's why I didn't set an alarm. I was going on strike today. We were supposed to, right?
I get it.
We did talk about it yesterday. We should have.
Yeah.
We should have.
Honestly, I feel like with this platform we have, it's more beneficial for us to be here talking.
Very
about
true.
It.
And shout out to everybody that will be joining the peaceful protest today.
Yes.
All right. Pretty quiet weekend for the Bay Area sports fans ahead of the Super Bowl. Warriors hosting the Pistons at Chase Center tonight. But historically, this weekend would be the weekend of the NFL Pro Bowl. A couple years ago, they dropped that because nobody gave a damn. And they replaced it with a flag football game. That game not happening this weekend. It's actually going down Tuesday here in the city, as well as a bunch of skills competitions. The AFC versus NFC flag football game kicks off. Do they kick off? I don't think they do. At 5 o'clock on Tuesday, if you want to watch.
What do they do?
I don't know. When I played flag football in college, we used to actually have to kick off, but I don't think they do.
All right. Well, patchy fog on this Friday morning. Skies will be partly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the low to mid 60s. It should remain that way for the weekend. And if we look at the 10-day forecast, you guys, there is rain on Super Bowl Sunday. But it might change.
That means there's not, because the weather's always going to do the opposite of what Jess says.
Yeah,
right.
Very true.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, Virgo besties.
Hey.
So your day's going to be a 9 out of 10. A romance is definitely in the air. So if you're feeling inspired to flirt or make a move, go for it. Just don't put too much pressure on the outcome and let things unfold naturally.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
Awkward because that's my mom, but whatever.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. That's enough. It's Wild 94.9 with the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Graham, earlier when we signed on, you shared how you overslept for as long as I've known you.
This
has never happened. You forgot to set your alarm last night.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. And Graham, oh my God, I overslept too. I literally woke up at the time that I usually leave my house. Yep, and I commute from Hayward to Mountain View. Anyways, I guess you weren't the only one. I don't know. I think I pressed stop instead of snooze. Yikes. Bye.
Bye.
It happens to the best of us.
Is Mercury in retrograde?
That's what I was just going to ask.
It's not, I checked.
Is it coming up in 2 weeks? Is this retro shade?
You know what? It is going to start in February.
See? It's the retro shade.
February 26th.
So it's I can't be a believer. Sorry. Yeah, I think it's just an accident.
What's up, JV Show? This is Jay from San Jose. Just chiming in about the alarm situation. The worst is waking up 20 to 30 minutes before your alarm goes off and then just watching it click down until your alarm goes off and then getting up. So you actually lose a half an hour. I want that half an hour back. It happens to me almost every day. Anyways, thought I'd share. Thanks. Have a good Friday.
Oh my God.
See, that happens to a lot of people. I'll say this. I have a very unique skill set that if it is any number above 15 minutes till the alarm goes off, I can go right back to sleep because I feel like that is like, that's a full nap I'm getting right here. Like I'm getting a full something. If I woke up and looked at my clock and it said 30 minutes till my alarm was going to go off, I'm like, sweet, sweet dreams.
Really?
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
jealous.
Right back to sleep.
I'm like forcing it. I'm like eyes closed, like hurry up, fall asleep. And then I can't, and I'm getting like more anxious over my alarm going off. And I'm just out.
Oh, I'm just like, instant out. But if it's like 9 minutes, then you're like, dang it, now I'm going to lay here for 9 minutes.
Talia from Novato. I will say that it is a Leo thing because I do the same as Graham with my alarm. My first alarm comes on and I'm up. My second alarm, I cancel that because like Graham said, we do not want to wake up our family.
Oh my God, it is a Leo thing. You guys are psychopaths.
Us Leos just set one alarm and just bang, we're awake.
Weird. All right, we have time for one, maybe two of Chidi's tweets. Chidi, you're with us Fridays. You tweet a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
All right, y'all, don't laugh, but I'm going to try 75 soft. Maybe I'll start with 30 soft and work my way up.
Haven't you tried this already?
Wait, I said don't laugh. I said don't laugh.
Wait, haven't you tried this?
Yeah, I have like 4 or 5 times and failed every single one. And I haven't even started this new one. So
what was the longest number of days? First, explain to people what a 75 soft is.
So 75 days soft, you have to go to the gym every single day, eat healthy, read a book. And I think, and drink like a gallon of water.
Every single day I got to read a whole book?
Well, like 10 pages of a book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, question. Yep. Because you told us about your bingo card for January, and you put on there gym just 3 times.
Yeah.
In January.
Yeah. Where are we at?
January's over tomorrow. You went once.
Right.
But you're not over yet.
I have today and tomorrow.
Okay. Are you going today?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. And you're going tomorrow?
I hope so. Yeah.
So that would get you a bingo on your 2026 bingo card. How long? Because I remember some of these other challenges, were they 75 day ones or they were like 60 day or 30? Day, I feel like the number has...
You were 75.
It was always 75.
I think it was 75 hard at first, and then it turned to 75
soft.
And
it went limp and got soft. What's the most number of days that you think you have made it into one of these?
I was checking on my story thing, and it was like 35.
You made it 35 days into one of these?
Gymming every day?
Yes.
And reading a book?
No, it wasn't that part. That was my soft challenge.
And a gallon of water?
It was like 32 ounces of water.
Wow.
I made my own.
I would have guessed like 8 or maybe 7 days. So I'm impressed that you did the 35 days. 35. So you're telling me 35 days in a row at the gym?
Yep. And I had it on my fitness calendar thing because I have Apple Watch.
Okay. That's really good. Okay. Now let's... Do you think this is too lofty of a goal, 75? Why not just a 30-day thing?
75 is, I feel like, a little unrealistic. That's why I said 30 days. Okay. I might try 30 days.
And then, like, start it off there, and then you'll get more motivated to keep going.
Yeah.
Because, like, this month you started with the 3-day challenge. And so maybe even 30, Jess, we might be shooting too high there. Maybe we should go to 6. You know?
We can start off with 6.
Yeah. Just double like a week, like a full week.
A full week, yeah.
I'm really just 5 days because weekends, who goes on weekends? Yeah. Just a 5-day.
Well, I was just saying 6 days in the gym total for February. That way, at the end of the month, you could be like, I worked out twice as much this month as I did last month.
And just keep doubling it every month.
Yeah. I agree.
Consider it.
Challenge accepted.
Consider it.
We're going to do more of Chidi's tweets later on in the morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yeah.
Is it still on our story, Jess?
I think it might be. Was it fake?
No, it's real. Oh. But I found out that he's going to be starring in like a Beatles biopic.
Okay.
So that explains the hair.
Which is weird. That's exactly what I was thinking when I saw him. I was like,
very Beatles.
He looks like he's like, going full Beatles.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
We have your Summer Walker tickets on standby, but Graham.
First, I want to know if you ladies burp your house regularly, because you're supposed to.
Okay, what is that?
Okay, apparently this is a new trend that has taken over social media. New trend, but old tradition, because there are a bunch of people, Germans in particular, that are like, we've been doing this for like hundreds of years. This is a thing. Apparently, when you are what they describe burping your house as is when you are cleaning your house or whatever, whether or not it's winter time, doesn't matter if it's freezing cold out, you pop the windows open and burp the house. Let it expel. Oh, geez. Selena. Yeah,
that's my house. That's gross. Definitely my house.
When you open the windows, it sounds like that. So it's not some, again, not some new phenomenon. A lot of people online shocked to find out that people were just now realizing that that's a thing because they assumed everybody did that. Selena, we'll go around the room. Selena, when you are cleaning your house, do you pop the windows open and let some fresh air in?
I do, but probably not as much as the Germans. I'll open like a window. I'm not opening every single window, but like I'll open one in like the living room, then I'll do one in my bedroom, you know?
Now, some people say you should be burping your house every single day. One person commented, you should burp your house every day for 10 to 15 minutes daily, even if it's a snowstorm out. Doesn't matter. You just need to get that air exchange in your house. The air in your house is building up.
I feel like you should. It gets all like stale and stuff.
Very stale.
Yeah. I don't like that.
When's the last time you burped your house?
My windows were open yesterday.
Okay. So you had them open yesterday, Jess?
I had them open yesterday, too. Sometimes when I get, right when I get home is when I'll open it. Let it like air out, whatever, and then
because it smells like a cat.
Mine are open because someone burned something in the kitchen, but
different.
They were still open.
Different motive. Do you guys always burp your house when you're cleaning?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah,
to dry the floors.
That's
but then also when the weather is actually warm, then before leaving to work, I'll like open my window. Just so that by the time I get home, it's already been burped,
like fresh air.
Yeah, it's been burped. Chidi, do you burp your house?
I do.
It smells like dog in there.
It does. But also, like, when I'm cleaning and stuff, I don't like all those chemicals and stuff, so I open it out.
I do. I like the cleaning smell.
It smells like clean. I like the smell of a clean house, but when your face is right up next to that mildew remover or whatever it is, you're like, I don't think I'm supposed to be breathing this stuff. Like, this is a little strong.
But when it's, like, lemony fresh scent, I'm like, I like this.
Yeah. I try to routinely burp the house. I like get windows open whenever... whatever, like, temperature-wise it makes sense. You know, like, I want to cool down the house. Like, it's cooler outside. Let's open the window. And, like, stuff like that. We had to, because we built this new house, and there's all these stupid new rules. And one of them is you have to have this fan that takes air from out. It's like an indoor air quality fan. I've never heard of this stupid thing. Whatever, it's a giant pain in the butt. But it takes air from outside and circulates it in outside and then takes some air inside.
Ooh, that's cool.
And it does it constantly. So, I don't know. You have this fan. It's like having your bathroom fan running all the time. So, I have one of those. And it's kind of annoying. I'm always like, I don't want to hear that. But also, like, I guess I'm getting fresh air in the house at all times.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you guys ever had, like, somebody clean your house for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't burp
right, do they?
Not my new house, but no.
Are there certain areas that you typically check? Like, I'm going to keep an eye out on this area to see if they like do a good job
because
or something?
Being there is so awkward. So you're like, I'm going to pop out over here. I'll be back in like an hour or whatever. And when you do that, they're cutting corners. I come back and I'm like, this isn't done. Like, and I've already tipped them.
What do you think they're doing? Just sitting there scrolling their phone? Like, ha ha, she's gone. She has no idea. I'm not going to clean behind the toilet.
I think there's just so much to do at her house.
But I think they just don't do certain things.
They can't get to everything.
Well, I mean, there's a limited amount of time, you know. And you've got dino nuggets hidden, like, behind your nightstand and stuff. Like, if they went on that scavenger hunt, like, they'd never finish.
I saw this story of a cleaner who quit her job because... her client scattered 100 tiny little rubber duckies all around her home because she wanted to test if she was doing a thorough job.
100 of them?
100 of them. So she goes into her morning shift. She finds a jar and a note basically saying, like, find all the rubber duckies and put them in here. And she quit.
I'd quit too.
Wow. I would quit too.
Yeah, me too. I'm not doing that.
That does raise an interesting concept, though, because while 100 is ridiculous, Selena, have you ever, what about if you left in areas that you wanted to see cleaned? You know, like, I'm hiring this person because I really want them to clean the area behind the toilet or whatever it is. Would you ever... one of your fingernails there or something just to see if they actually do.
I feel like I'd be able to tell. I feel like I'd be able to tell without having to leave something there because if it's dirty enough that I'm literally asking you to come in to clean for that, I'd know if it's clean or not.
And we've seen women.
I should do that with find the 100 dino nuggets that my kids have scattered around and put them in the trash.
Put them back in here. We'd like to eat them.
I'd quit if I had to clean your house. Yeah. But we've seen women do this with their husbands and they'll put glitter like,
oh, I remember that.
Yes. Yeah. so I guess it does kind of work, but don't do this.
In the amount of time that it took you to hide the 100 ducks, you could have cleaned your damn house.
Literally.
That's ridiculous. Go wipe down that area that you so cleverly hid a tiny little duck in.
Right. And now you're left with all the ducks there because the cleaner quit. So now you have
now
to
you're picking up the ducks.
Yeah. See if you can remember where you hid everything.
Right. But it's like if you're paying somebody, because, I mean, it's expensive. Like, you want to know that they're doing what you're paying them to do.
Yeah. But I also think
I would never test somebody. I would just tell them.
I think you just have to have the expectation that, like, our houses are messy. There's not a chance you're going to get to everything. Just, like, get to all the stuff that matters. And then,
right. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I even cleaned before having somebody come over to clean. So it's like, there's no reason why certain things aren't cleaned.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I spent like a full day like organizing.
Then why?
The pre-clean, have somebody come clean your house is the worst feeling in the world. And then the anxiety of, then I got to leave my house for a couple hours.
Yes.
And what am I supposed to do? I want to be sitting on the couch. But you cannot be sitting on the couch while they're cleaning.
No. It feels so wrong.
Very awkward.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. Tracy D. I wanted to ask Chidi, have you been watching Bridgerton? The new season came out yesterday. Just checking in with you about that. Happy Friday, everybody. And go Casper Hot Dog.
Bye. No. Tracy D, shame on you. I didn't think she'd show her face around here again. Go back and podcast yesterday's show if you missed Tracy D's story. Shame on you, Tracy.
But have you been watching Bridgerton?
It just came out yesterday. I have not yet, but plan to this weekend.
Oh, cheaties.
I'm excited.
Really binging
very
that show.
Very excited.
Things are going to be very steamy. Yeah. We know about
that
show.
Do they still have those steamy scenes?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so someone from the Chiefs may have accidentally revealed whether or not Travis Kelce plans on retiring. So Eric Bieniemy, he's the Chiefs defensive coordinator who just came back. He was talking at a press conference on Wednesday, and a reporter asked him if he had spoken lately with Travis or Patrick Mahomes since coming back to the Chiefs. And that's when he said, quote, I've had a small, minimal conversation with both, and they've all been great. But more than anything, it's just the excitement of reuniting. And a lot of people took that as them all reuniting for next season, right. Like Travis Kelce mm-hmm. and Patrick reuniting, or you're talking about you reuniting with them. But most fans are taking it as, like, you accidentally just spilled that Travis Kelce does plan to play another season with
Foregone
Patrick Mahomes.
Foregone conclusion. We knew he was going in. They mm-hmm. could not have ended their season on that, and on the way that it did. It was a dumpster fire of a season for them. Particularly given their high standards of, you know, making it to Super Bowls and winning them. You know they want to get the gang back together for one final
one.
Ride
final one.
And then
just one more ring.
See what happens.
Did you put in the prediction journal, Jess, that you thought that he
was going to retire? Done.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we still don't know for sure. I guess we'll find out.
We'll see.
You know, closer to next season. Sydney Sweeney was talking about, I guess, her dream guy. What kind of guy she's looking for. And Graham, you don't need a bigger head, but I feel like she's talking about you.
Oh, I'm all ears. So you tell.
She's in the new issue of Cosmo magazine. By the way, have you seen the cover?
No.
Graham, you're a married man, very loyal to your wife. Yeah. But please go to our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
I need everybody to go. Like, I
yeah,
should.
I know. Gross. Who would want to see this filth? Especially when you're married.
Oh.
But she's on the cover of
Holy
Cosmo.
Bazoomers. What in the...
Wow.
Well, no...
I mean, it's their February issue. She has a new lingerie line, you know,
no hiding what they're going for here.
No. Yeah. So in the magazine, if you can get past the cover, she's talking about what kind of man she's looking for. And she says she's looking for an athletic, outgoing, and funny man willing to go skydiving or climb a mountain with her.
Been skydiving 3 times.
That's what I'm saying.
What the hell?
She says it takes a very specific person who can handle the world that comes with her. There was a guy who she really liked, but he told her that he can't handle her world. And I think she's talking about Scooter Braun. Remember there was those reports that he couldn't get over guys constantly sliding in her DMs?
He's also, I don't picture him as the hiking type.
No. Or skydiving. Anyways, I feel like she's describing you, Graham.
Ooh. I mean, I appreciate the compliment, Selena, but I am a happily married
man. Right, you're taken. Stay away,
somebody
Sydney.
Way gross, better. I got somebody way better.
Then
stay
why are you
away,
screenshotting
gross.
That picture that's on our Instagram story
right
now?
I don't know
right
what
now.
You're talking about.
You just texted all of us to save it for you.
Yeah.
Please send that to my secret email. I don't have a so secret
you can have
email.
It in your file.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, what in the 1800s is going on right now? A tuberculosis outbreak shutting down a San Francisco high school. This is at Archbishop Riordan High School. And when you hear outbreak, it makes it sound like everybody's gotten it. But according to the National Institute of Health, they define an outbreak as three or more cases of active TB. And that's exactly what we have. Earlier this week, school officials confirmed a third case. Well, classes entirely canceled for today. And it doesn't sound like there's going to be any live in-person instruction classes next week. Everybody's going to go remote. Then on February 9th, they're going to start hybrid learning. Hybrid expected to remain in place till February 20th. Students can, if they show proof that they've completed their TB testing, they can then come back into classes on those days. Or if you don't feel comfortable still coming back to campus, you can, you know, like the pandemic days, and you can do your classes from home until February 20th, until they get this full tuberculosis.
How do you get tuberculosis?
Now, tuberculosis, from my understanding, is a bacterial infection that is very contagious. It was essentially eradicated. It's not the right word because we didn't fully eliminate tuberculosis, but it was very rare. We got rid of it. There were vaccines at a time for it. I don't think most people are still vaccinated against TB because it was really? Like we got rid of it. It kind of went away.
Yeah, because I remember one of my sisters had it like a few years back.
That's weird.
And I don't remember how it came about, but I was like, holy Oregon Trail. Like, what is going on? how does that even happen?
Seriously. But it is a serious infection, generally affects the lungs and other parts, and can affect other parts of the bodies. And a lot of times people have no symptoms, but can have active cases of it and then can be spreading it to other people.
Whoa.
I mean, it used to like wreck populations, like, you know, back in the, again, what in the 1800s is happening here?
Yes.
So it's back.
Crazy.
I didn't have that on my 2026 bingo card.
Nope, a lot of what's going on did not have.
Nope.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about house burping.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Where you have to open your windows when you clean. I mean, hopefully most people, I mean, they do that anyway.
Yeah, get some fresh air in there.
Yeah. And then there was a story that you told us, Jess, where a cleaner, she quit her job because the client was like, you have to find these 100 ducks that I've hit all around the house to make sure that you are doing a thorough job.
Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Teddy from Morning Creek again. Look, so I've been cleaning for 15 years. I clean homes. I would not have quit. I would have found every one of those ducks because my ADD, my ADHD, my OCD, I am like the most thorough and clean person, organized and this and that. I'm not anal about it, but I am I constantly love to clean. So that would be no problem for me. No regrets.
How about that? I mean, he sounds very, very thorough. Selena, would you like to hire Seti to be your house cleaner?
No.
What? Why not?
I don't know. I don't have any house cleaner right now. Yeah, that's why there's dino nuggets all over the place.
Me neither. Right now, it's me.
No, it's not the time. I'm the maid right now.
Yeah, same.
All right, we have your chance before we get to What the Bleep. Right now, to win some crazy cash, that's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword. Listen up, everybody, because you need an extra $1,000. We all do. This hour's keyword is pay. Take the keyword pay over to wild949.com. Or if you're streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app, look for the contest tab there, and you can scroll down and find a spot to enter it there. That's the simplest way, in my mind. Pay is your keyword. Good luck.
Good luck. All right, What the Bleep? It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins the Chug Mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. If you gave people a picture of a and asked them to label all the parts, I don't think most people could do it and know what does what.
Could you?
I feel like I would know.
I think I have a general understanding of what's what, but
But not the important part.
That thing's a mystery. That thing is a mystery.
What are we talking about?
Well, but either way, whatever it is, it's a mystery. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so you, first and foremost, you got to keep your guesses PG. But once you have a PG guess formulated in your brain, whip out your iHeartRadio app, hit the talk back mic button, leave us your name and your city along with that guess so we can shout you out. But you have to be the first correct answer of the morning to get a JV Show chug mug. So get those guesses in, like, I don't know.
Like now.
Like right now.
Because we're going to play some of your first talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you are the first person, if you are the first person, that means that you've won and you're going to be getting a JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
If you gave people a picture of a and ask them to label all the parts, I don't think most people could do it and know what does what.
I think you meant...
Vagine!
I think you mean, yeah, most men couldn't do it.
Clueless. Clueless. We don't even know the names of all the parts.
This is a family show, so that word is something clean. Right. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Kat from Dublin, and I think the bleeped out word of the day is heart. Have a fabulous Friday.
Hearts.
How would you do on if you had an assignment and you needed to label them?
I just know there's something about chambers and aortas or something.
The right atrium, left atrium.
There's a left ventricle, a right ventricle, and then, you have the aorta, and then you've got the...
Yeah, not great. I don't know where those things are, though.
Something. Yep. They're there somewhere. Yeah.
Yo, Jacob from the south of San Ho. My guess is air conditioner. Air conditioners are very complex.
Oh.
Complex. I have a buddy that, friend of a friend, that does a lot of HVAC work. And a lot of the techs nowadays, they just use AI because you can do a video of like, here's the problem. What do you think's going wrong in here? And the AI will walk you right through how to, need to tighten that up and that thing's not connected to the right thing. Like, it's crazy.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Whoa. Like, if you ever need to, like, you're having problems with your water heater or something, just hold your camera up to it and let AI diagnose.
No like, way.
It'll tell you that's the hot water line. This is the cold water line. Yeah, you want to shut that thing off over there.
Is that what you use to build your house, be honest?
No, I didn't, okay. But that's, like, what a useful tool.
This is Vincent from Berkeley, and I think the answer is body.
Body. That's a great guess.
Yeah, I don't think most people, despite the fact that we all have one, would be able to label with accurate names of all the
There's just too much going
stuff.
On.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
All right, great guesses so far. If you think you know what the bleeped out word is, leave your guess now on the TalkBack mic on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of your TalkBacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if that's you, we are going to be sending you a JV Show Chuggy Muggy. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
If you gave people a picture of a... and ask them to label all the parts, I don't think most people could do it and know what does what.
I feel
it's
like
confusing
we should
down there.
I feel like we should do this to Graham and just see like what he knows.
Quiz.
Fail instantly.
remember, this is a family show, so that word is not what you're thinking. It is something clean. Let's go to your talkbacks.
This is Sergio from North Carolina, and I think the word is human anatomy chart. Again, human anatomy chart. Listen to you guys from North Carolina. Y'all have a good day.
Yes, thank you. Is that three words?
Three words. JV Show number one in North Carolina. Let me preface it by that.
Everyone in Raleigh.
North Carolina listeners in Raleigh might be a little... It's bleeped out word, not three words. Human anatomy chart. I got three there. I'm just counting. That's just me doing some California math, but thank you for listening from North Carolina.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Armando from Concord. And I think the bleeped out word for today is keyboard. A picture of a keyboard. All right. Have a good day, guys.
Okay. Keyboard. That's one word, right?
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth? Imagine seeing a blank diagram of just a standard computer keyboard. Do you think what percentage of even just the letters do you think you could get in the right spot?
I could do the letters for sure, but...
I couldn't. I could get QWERTY because I just know QWERTY. That's the way to remember those first, they always use that QWERTY.
I think like all the symbols, like the parentheses and like the little arrows and things like that. I'd not know those.
I'd go over. Like, not a chance.
Good morning, JV Flip Crew. This is Juan coming from San Leandro. Please the bleep out word car.
Car.
Great guess.
Yeah, I'm not passing that one.
Mm-hmm. Nope, me neither.
Good morning, JV Show. My guess for the bleeped out word is engine.
Engine? A little hard to hear. Yes. There it is. Okay, so here's today's clip on Bleeps.
If you gave people a picture of a engine and asked them to label all the parts, I don't think most people could do it and know what does what.
Mm-mm. Seriously.
Too not complicated. A clue.
Yeah, no.
I can build a house, but you pop the hood of a car, I'm just like, I don't know what.
I don't even know where the engine is.
What?
Yeah, you open the hood. I don't think I'd be able to point it out.
Well, all these new and electric cars, I have no idea where the motor is in there. Like, I don't know where, like, what's what in here. No clue. But I feel like I almost like not knowing. I don't want to. You know what I mean? It's sort of like an out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah,
like
it's not my problem.
I don't want to look in there every day and be like, oh man, the carburetor looks like it's going. You know, like, I no clue. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. All right, let's give some shout-outs.
Let's give some shout-outs.
Shall we?
Yep.
First, I believe she said Ruby in San Francisco. It was the world's quietest talkback there. I did my best to punch up the volume on a little bit. That was as good as I can get. But I think we're giving a shout-out to Ruby this morning. She did the very first correct answer this morning. What's up, Ruby? Hope you have a great weekend. Great way to start the weekend. Winning a JV Show Chug Bug. All right, a few other people came with the correct answer this morning. Let's shout them out. Our buddies Owen and Jessica and Gilroy had it. So did Ava in Antioch. I mean, she's a car engine, you know. So
that works. Close enough. Close enough.
Yeah. Jessica in Fremont had it. So did Sharisha.
Sharifa.
Our translation always says Sharifa, but then you see your email, it says Sharifa. Sharisha. So I don't know. We're close enough in Richmond. Vincent in Berkeley had the correct answer. So did Julius in Fairfield. Our buddy Leo in San Jose. What's up, Leo? What's up?
He had it.
So
cheer for Fairfield.
Mary. Is that what that
was?
Yeah, I thought so. And then Mary in San Bruno came with the correct answer. Anybody else, Jess?
Yes.
Squeaked one in late.
Linda in Brentwood.
What's up, Linda? What's up?
Jose in San Jose.
Oh, what's up, Jose? San Jose?
I think that is all.
All right. Nice work, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for playing this morning. We'll do it again Monday morning, same time right here on The JV Show.
The JV Show. On Wild 94.9.
For the JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Tweet from Lincoln. I just want to wish you guys a happy Friday and hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Also, I suggest perhaps detoxing your liver this weekend so that way next week you guys can rage on. Okay, bye.
Ooh, that's great advice.
JV Show number one in Lincoln. I just checked. Appreciate you listening from there. And also, detoxing our liver this weekend. I don't know. I feel like it's been a hell of a week. I need to.
Yeah. Right.
But
guarantees.
You're going to need it for next weekend.
I'll have multiple days to rest in between. I'll be fine.
Not with all the events going on every single day.
I know.
All right, let's go to the phone. So, Wildly for Nine. Hi, who's this?
This is Justin.
Justin or Dustin?
Hi, Justin.
Justin.
Bustin?
No, Justin, Graham.
Justin?
Justin.
Got it.
Well, happy Friday, Justin. Right. Welcome to the JV Show. You are on a play. Are you up north game? Happy Friday. All right, so we're going to ask you four trivia questions. Just got to get three correct, and if you can do that, you win.
Tickets for Louis Tomlinson.
Can he do it? What do you guys think?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's a Friday.
Yeah, I'm getting good vibes from you.
And on a positive note here.
Here we go. Question number one. On a standard computer keyboard, what symbol shares a space on the number one key?
Is it the at button?
Nope.
What'd you say?
My son's here. My son and my daughter.
Oh, hi, guys. No,
it's the exclamation, huh?
The exclamation, yes. Yeah, you just spoke too soon.
We're giving him that one?
I mean, he got it.
I didn't know if, like, he'd given his final answer when I hit him with that nope, and then, like, you know.
I'm sorry, guys.
They were deliberating.
All right, question number two. Lock in over there. Lock in. Question number two.
Guys, sorry.
Question number two. In Canada, most people either speak English or what other language?
French.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Correct,
Let's give him something hard. Here's question number three. Watch your mouth, Selena. A traditional triathlon has competitors race in what three events?
Running, swimming, and biking.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. And you guys have goals to ever compete in something like that?
My goal is to avoid it.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't sit on a bike seat for that long, but you know what, so go to sleep. All right, question number four.
Happen?
Yeah, it does. After a very short time on the stationary bike at the gym, that's why I don't even ride
that
thing.
Like the tingly feeling?
And I can't imagine riding 100 miles or whatever they do on a triathlon. That's a long way. 20 miles, 40 miles, whatever it is. All right, question number four. You guys need this one to win the game. You got this. If you ordered a bagel with lox on it, what kind of fish are they slapping on there?
Oh,
salmon.
Yep.
There you go.
Wow. Good job. You didn't even need to get the first one correct. Nope. But you just got these two tickets to check out Louis Tomlinson June 6th at the Bogram Civic. Congrats. Yay. Amazing work.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you are very welcome. Well, have a great Friday. Have an amazing weekend. Hang on there for those tickets. Grammy, we got some shout-outs.
You know we do. Wifey in your DMs. Wifey in your DMs, it says. Morning, JV Show. I've been a long-time listener of the JV Show for decades. Is that possible? Maybe.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Can you please send a birthday shout out to my husband, Gino? It's his birthday today. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to work. Anyway, we love you, Daddy. That's from Lise, Gavin, Gabe, Gerald, and Goku. Thank you. All right. Yes. Happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fuck?
Hey, Graham, can you please wish my beautiful wife, Brittany, a happy 27th birthday? It's our first year as a married couple, and I can't wait to create lots of great memories this year. Que viva el amor! She's been looking forward to the shout out more than anything. That's from Edgar. Yes. Happy, happy birthday there to Brittany.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, one to wish my nephew Noah a happy 16th birthday. He's a sophomore at El Camino High School in South San Francisco. Go Colts! He's smart, handsome, and kind, and we all love him so much. Can't wait to celebrate you tonight. Love mom, auntie, uncle, big brother Nico, little brother Mason, and cousins Layla, Lily, and Lacey. Yes, happy birthday, Noah.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Grammy, can you please, pretty please, help me wish my firstborn a happy birthday. I'm a mommy. My daughter Grace is turning 16 on Sunday, so we'll be celebrating all weekend. And on Monday, she's getting her driver's license.
No,
she'll be
way.
Driving a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Everyone,
so beep,
stay away.
Beep. Who's got the keys to my Jeep? Broom. Who gives a fart? Happy Friday. Thank you. That's for everybody. Carol in Utah. Yes, happy birthday, Grace.
Who gives a fart?
And one more here. Another wifey sliding into my DMs. All is right in the universe. Wanting to wish my husband Marcus a happy birthday. He's aging like fine wine. Sip, sip. And that is from Melissa. So, yes, happy, happy birthday, Marcus. Yeah, drink some wine tonight, too. But remember when you are...
Who gives a fart?
I love it. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating this weekend. All right, we got today's hottest trending coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What's up, Graham, Selena, Jess? Hope you guys have a great day. Good show. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Love you guys.
Aw, thank
That's
you
my boy
so
E
much.
Right there. What's up,
my
E?
Boy.
Hope you have a great weekend as well.
What's up?
What's up? It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so before we get to what J-Lo and Keith Urban are supposedly up to, Billboard is unveiling their greatest pop stars list, and we need to discuss where Taylor Swift lands on this thing.
Okay.
Okay, so for the last 2 weeks, they've been unveiling every day another star on the list, counting down to number one. Let's just go over the top five so far.
Sure.
So, and by the way, these are the greatest pop stars of 2025. That's what this is. So,
oh,
number
so these are current.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Not like of all
of
time.
Last year.
Okay. Got it.
So number five, they have Sabrina Carpenter.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Big year. Number four.
I thought she had that's arguably the biggest year.
Yeah. Honestly, what I would have thought.
Pop star. Yeah.
At number four, they have Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, yeah.
Also huge.
Right. Number three, they have Lady Gaga.
She had a big year, too.
Did she as big as Sabrina Carpenter?
I would think Sabrina would be above her, but right. Gaga did drop an album, and Die With a Smile is one of the biggest songs.
Okay, I can't argue with that one, but the album part and some of the other singles, like...
So, I mean, that's the only song I heard of her all year.
Right. Not a little monster,
Sabrina. Yeah, but I mean, Lady Gaga, I love her. She's incredibly talented, but Sabrina Carpenter had like a zillion of her songs and play, but, you know, endlessly.
You think it was maybe because for Sabrina Carpenter, her big, big year started, I think, 2024, right? And then it just kind of carried on through last year?
But she put out another album. Yeah. She put out an album last year as well. Number two... is Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I'm surprised. Yeah, and last year Taylor was number three.
Whoa.
That's impossible. Wasn't
that's
that,
what
that
I
wasn't
thought.
2024 the Eras? Year of the Eras tour, right?
Yeah.
And then into 2025. Yeah. I can't remember the dates. That thing went so damn long. But how would she not be number one
that year?
I don't know. And then now they listed her as number two because, you know, she released Life of a Showgirl. She gained ownership of her masters. Like, it was a big year, but she's still not number one. Here's
number
the thing.
Two.
Here's the thing.
Who's number one?
Billboard still has not unveiled who number one is. So who do you guys think it could be? Because I can't think of anyone above those names that we just listed.
I mean, I feel like it should be easy to think of one other person. And I'm with you. I can't. Ariana Grande?
That's the only other person that comes to mind.
Not really with music, right?
Like, she was big on Wicked, but
wow.
She did drop an album.
She did, The Eternal Sunshine. Yeah.
That was a good album.
Justin Bieber?
I don't think.
But he did drop a lot of music.
He did. This is me he just actually did. Back.
Oh my God. Yeah. It might actually be Bieber.
Wait, Billie Eilish?
Dang it, it might actually be Billie Eilish. Or Ariana Grande. Or Benson Boone.
Benson Boone. Oh, yeah. Good pull there.
But still not number one, though.
To beat Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And Sabrina Carpenter.
The Sabrina Carpenter one, that's head-scratching to me. I think if we're just looking strictly pop star, mainstream success for the year, it's tough to argue that she's not one, two, or three. Yeah.
So if my calculations are correct, they should be unveiling number one, like, later today.
Oh.
Very confusing who it could be.
Yeah. So J-Lo and Keith Urban supposedly cooking up a diss track. Remember, there was rumors that they were connecting romantically. We still don't know if that's true or not, but apparently they are super close from their time on American Idol together. And J-Lo, as you know, she was that shoulder for him to cry on after his most recent breakup. Well, now there's talk that they're plotting their first duet, and it's going to be a joint diss track about their exes, Ben Affleck and Nicole Kidman. And not in like a petty way, supposedly, but it's going to be a song about surviving their breakups. Oh, and it would be a chance for them to express themselves in a controlled space. This would be their like return to music together.
I guess. Okay.
I was hoping more like old school hip hop beat, you know, like real diss track. Ben's got a super bad back tat, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And my ex don't know how to clap or something like that, you know, because remember Nicole Kidman with her fingers pointed the wrong way clapping. I don't know. Like, I was hoping for something more a little like that.
Dang it. That would have been so much better.
They're just going to be all, I'm a survivor. Things are going to be better.
All right,
who cares?
What do you have?
All right, well, it seems that Waymo grabbing headlines left and right lately, unfortunately for them, generally means they're not good ones. This past Friday, a Waymo car in L.A. hit an elementary school kid. According to the company, a child entered the road from behind a stopped SUV and then went straight into the vehicle's path. The Waymo braked hard, brought its speed down from approximately 17 miles an hour down to 6 miles an hour when the impact happened. So they argue, they're trying to spin it, of course, that if this was a human driver, things would have been much worse. According to their calculations, their cars can brake quicker than your, you know, lousy, you know, humans can. And they estimate that the child would have been hit at 14 miles an hour by an attentive human driver. I guess our reflexes aren't quite as good as a computer. This child luckily not injured, according to Santa Monica police. The child was not in a crosswalk or near, and there was an on-duty crossing guard in the area, but was not, you know, this was like just totally outside of that. And so Waymo, again, they're basically touting their technology, saying, look, our cars are limiting the impact of crashes when they happen and performing better compared to humans just in overall crash rate, I mean, which they are. The Waymo car called 911 and then kept their car. The car stayed on the scene until police arrived. They're obviously going to do further investigation into the incident to see if there was a better way that they could handle it and if their car should be driving differently or programmed differently in school zones. This was at drop-off time in the morning at this elementary school. So they're going to be looking into that. Any thoughts?
They should be more careful around school zones, or maybe not even roll through there at all at this, like, right now, especially right now where it's still so soon. Do you think we'll get to a point where Waymo start hitting and running? Because you mentioned that it, like, stayed there and, like, waited for the cops. Like, what if in the future it just leaves? Like, it just goes.
Well, that's what was a lot of the argument when it hit the cat here.
That's right. It did go.
San Francisco, and I think it hit the dog and also just left the scene.
I don't like
this one stayed.
At least this one stayed because it's like, nah, kids are better than dogs and cats. I better stick around for this one. It thought about leaving, to your point.
I'm sure. It did.
It's like, oh man, my computer boss is going to get mad at me. I better get out of here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Dante from Vallejo. I'm actually calling because I won some Bottle Rock tickets from you guys a couple of days ago. Super excited because it's actually my birthday weekend, and that's like the best birthday present ever. So just calling to wish you guys a happy Friday. Have a great weekend, and maybe I'll see you guys there. All right, peace.
Yes. I hope so. I'm looking forward to Bottle Rock weekend as well. So Bottle Rock weekend, Memorial Day weekend, is his birthday weekend. Is that what he's saying?
That's what he said.
Correct. Who gives a fart?
just in advance in case we forget to tell you then.
Right.
By the way, we do have more tickets for Bottle Rock. These are single day tickets for Sunday.
Nice.
So the Backstreet Boys are going to be there, and Ludacris and Somber and so much more. Those tickets on standby. Really quick, shout out to everyone who is participating in the national shutdown today.
Yep.
That means no school, no work, no shopping. I think a lot of small businesses are going to be closed for the day as well if they are participating in this. I'm shocked we haven't gotten more talk back saying, hey, JB Show, why are you at work?
Yeah.
But we just thought that our time would be better served here talking about it than being not here.
And also the people leaving the talkbacks are also going to work today.
So
they're unfortunately with us. But shout out to everybody participating.
Yeah, the largest Bay Area gathering, if you do plan on protesting today, is going to be at Dolores Park. 1 p.m. is when people are starting to gather. In Oakland, there's going to be a rally at the Fruitvale BART station. That's going to start at 2. And then most, if not all, of the major colleges in the Bay, they're having their own protests and rallies, which is really awesome to see. Also, I'm reading more student walkouts expected for today as part of the nationwide protest.
Nice.
And I love to see it.
Yes.
Peaceful protesting is where it's at. All right, Graham, what the heck is smell maxing?
All right, listen to this headline, you guys, because it had me scratching my head. It said, move over, Sephora tweens. The smell maxers have entered the chat. And I just had a lot of questions. So what does any of that mean? Well, upon further research, smell maxers or smell maxing is this new trend of young men, a lot of like teenage age boys and young men are really getting into signature scents and colognes and not the mainstream ones. Like the mainstream, like colognes, like the really popular ones, that is out. They want that like very niche, hard to find scents, very expensive. It's like people used to collect high-end sneakers for a long time. Now, move over. It is all about colognes and scents. What do you guys think about this new smell maxing trend? Because they're shelling out big bucks. Apparently, it's big business. These kids are shelling out $400.
What?
And they know all the different like keywords and terminology about the different scents and everything. And it is like the new flex is having a signature like smell or something rare that most people haven't gotten their hands on yet.
I kind of feel like it ain't that serious, bro.
Mm-mm.
Well, would you rather this or them going back to double pits to chesty with the Axe body spray?
I mean, every teen has to go through that phase.
Not anymore. They're saying this is the new thing. The teens are going to be smelling.
But it's like, are you really a teen boy if you didn't douse yourself in Axe?
Right.
But now teen boys are doing it differently.
I don't
and
like
they're
it.
Gonna, this is the new, like.
I don't like
this
it.
This is the new flex. Jess.
So this is like the equivalent of like young women going or young girls going into Sephora and buying skincare.
Yeah.
So now it's men buying expensive cologne.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it as long as they're smelling good.
Apparently,
yeah, I guess I'd rather that than stinking.
Apparently they're smelling like extremely rich and fancy because the scents and stuff and the ones listed in this article I was reading about, I had never heard of them. I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
I don't think that's reached my daughter's school yet because I went to one of the basketball games last week and those teenage boys, when they run by you, just the wind that comes from them.
The desk. What kind of wind? Like this?
Not
or
that kind of wind.
BO
just like,
wind?
Yeah.
Or
yes.
Axe body spray wind?
No, it's like the sweat, the smell, the sweaty teenage boy
puberty.
Wind. They're not smell maxing out there.
Well, okay, but smell maxing is the new thing. And apparently, I don't know if Jess is our resident TikTok user. I don't know if you've seen it, but there are all sorts of smell maxing influencers now that
really?
Are the ones breaking down the smells. That's how these kids are finding out about what's like the hot smell to get.
Right. Like I have seen those videos, but I didn't know teens were getting into it. But I know that a lot of people, that's what they do on their TikTok platform is they'll share like, these are the dupes of the expensive perfumes or these are the notes behind it all.
And they don't want the popular ones anymore. So like Gucci Guilty is out. That's the one everybody has.
That's so 2024,
I know.
Selena.
I feel like I have that.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one.
That's so not cool, Graham.
Well, I like that smell. It smells good. I think I had that. I legitimately
really?
Do.
That's insane. Every man has.
A very limited cologne selection. I don't really wear cologne. What about, this is the teens. What do you guys, are adult men? Because I don't wear cologne anymore. Like, it just seemed a little too overpowering. It got to that, like, it was, like, too strong. I want, like, less is more in my mind. Where are you guys at with men wearing cologne?
I love cologne.
Yeah.
You want just like Jess, you and I got in the elevator together this morning and whoever was in there before us left their cologne. It smelled like they sprayed 10 sprays of it.
That was too much though. I like a subtle, like, hint. Okay, I could still smell it. You smell so good if I'm hugging you, getting close to you. But you're not, like, filling up the whole room with your smell.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
But they go nose blind, right? That happens to everyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you put on too much.
Yeah.
And then you get stuck as they're your Uber driver. Oh, my God. I can't talk. I got time.
Graham has been having a morning.
Can we get
I overslept.
Graham, drink your coffee, and then we're going to open up the phone lines for Bottle Rock.
Yeah.
Uber driver.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You know I love you, Chidi.
Mm-hmm.
Just kicked her out the room.
I know. We don't need you.
We still Casey won Bottle Rock tickets.
Yeah, we don't need you for this.
He's still on hold. And I was like, Chidi, we don't really need you right now. Can you go get us a round? I was like,
that was hard.
I didn't mean it like that. It's Wild 94.9 for the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi. But Chidi, seriously, will you go get this information
get out of
so
here,
we can get off hold?
Thanks,
all right.
Chidi.
It is time for the JV Show Chug Wheel.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hate this game. It's the only thing I dread about Fridays.
People love it.
I know. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Ella.
Hi, Ella. You sound very happy. Like, you're in a good mood. You don't want us to chug, do you? She does. Well, she's not answering the question. That means yes. Hey, it's all good. It's all good.
All right.
You are going to get a Chuggy Muggy for playing along with us. I'm sure you know how this works. For anyone who doesn't, we sent Jess out to the streets, and she stopped, and she asked a random person 8 questions. So we're going to go through each question one by one, and we're going to stop down. And Ella, if you can kind of, like, predict or guess what that person on the street said, you get a point. If you get to 4 points, you win, and that means one of us in the room is going to be spinning the chug wheel and doing some chugging. And Graham, what's on the chug wheel for this week?
All right. On this morning's chug wheel, we have pumpkin puree that's been left over from the fall and sitting here. We got to get rid of it. And we also have mackerel fish brine. Mm. Then, you guys, big announcement. This morning's featured item on the wheel. I mistakenly accused somebody of stealing my cheese water out of the company fridge. I found it.
Oh,
check the expiration date. Slightly expired. So we have slightly expired cheese water on the wheel this morning. Banana ketchup still up there. Pain is good. Hot sauce. Somebody be taking a shot. Not a full chug of some very hot sauce. We have the soup du jour, which I checked with the JV Show chef, is a hearty beef, barley, and winter vegetables, I think. And then we have a dealer's choice. You land on that, you can pick any of those delicious items to chug.
Were you being serious
what's
about
that look
cheese
on the
cheese water?
What's that look on your face, Lena?
I don't want to drink expired cheese water.
Slightly expired.
Like,
you
I don't
guys
care.
Are missing the point.
How many days are we talking?
10 to 15.
Oh, what? My God. Ella, do you hear this?
That's you'll be fine.
Hey, the fate of us is in your hands, Ella. Okay, remember, the fate of our stomachs is in your hands.
The fate of Ophelia.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's find out who Jess talked to.
Jeremiah from Antioch.
Jeremiah from Antioch. All right, Ella, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's get to question number one. Here we go.
Have you already broken your New Year's resolutions?
What do you think he said? Yes or no?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Point for the JV Show. All right, next question.
What last name immediately comes to your mind when you hear the first name Jessica?
Ella, what do you think he said? First last name that comes to mind when you hear the name Jessica?
Alba?
Guevara?
What?
I don't know. I was confused by that one.
Can you play like, Alba, great guess. Jessica Simpson. There's a lot of Jessicas
so
out there.
So many Jessicas.
Jessica Rabbit. Jessica. What did he say?
Guevara.
Just, must be like a cousin or something. I don't know.
Jess research department, can you figure out if that's someone we should know?
All right, let's go to the next question.
Would you go on a trip if there was no Wi-Fi?
Ella, what do you think he said? Yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
What about you guys?
No, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I need my Wi-Fi.
I'll get lost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ella, would you go on a trip with no Wi-Fi?
No.
Same. All right. What's the score?
Right now, it's 3 incorrect, meaning 3 points for the JV Show, and Ella has yet to get on the board. Next question.
Would you let your dog eat directly off of your plate?
Ella, what do you think Jeremiah said? Dog eat directly off the plate with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Wow. Look at Jeremiah with some... That's clearly beneath him.
Right.
Okay, look, Ella, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. That's 4 incorrect. You got to clean sweep the remaining 4 questions if you want to see somebody chugging up here on the JV Show.
All right, let's go to the next one.
You're at a restaurant and you find a hair in your food. Do you complain to the manager, take it out and keep eating, or starve from disgust?
Ooh, what do you think he said?
Complain.
I'll probably take it out and keep eating.
Oh. Ew. Wow. I was shocked.
Yeah, but he won't let a dog eat off his plate, but he'll pull a hair out of his scrambled eggs at IHOP and keep chowing down.
Now, Graham, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it game over?
That is game over.
Yes!
That is,
wow.
That might be a JV show chug wheel first. The first five questions incorrect.
Ella, I knew I could count on you. Like, I could tell by your energy. Like, I knew I could count on you.
Sweet relief, everybody.
I'm just getting those vibes. You are still going to get a chug mug. Thank you so much for playing along with us. And we hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Hang on there.
You guys. She sounded crushed right there.
Feeling of relief. I can't even explain it.
I'm elated.
Now I got to calm my heart down because it's still like...
Seriously. And the morning that I'm having, Chidi said it during the last song. She's like, it's going to be Graham just with the morning he's having. I'm like, I know. It's good. Just let it happen. Yeah. I'll drink the old cheese water.
Okay.
So disgusting.
Go ahead.
No. Next
on the JV Show, we are talking about age gaps in relationships.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
Oh, I'm Chidi. Wow. I am so sorry.
Didn't forget my microphone.
Yeah. Chidi.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
I am so sorry. Wow. My bad.
Morning, JV Show. Just want to give a quick shout out to all the high schoolers who are walking out today for such a great cause. Remember to stay safe and keep it peaceful so that the message is received. Good luck, and we're all here supporting you.
Yes.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Not to get like emotional, but to see young people, even though I'm only 26 and a half, I'm not much older than these high schoolers, but to see them really like being so invested in something and going out there and taking part in it when they don't have to, but they are.
I know.
It means so much.
It's always been a big problem getting the younger people engaged in what is going on and having a discourse about the politics and government and things like that. And so, yes, anything that gets people involved is a good thing.
Right. All right. Coming up, we are going to get to Chidi's tweets. That's going to be closer to 9:05 this morning, but let's talk about major age gap relationships.
Yeah, you guys, some new research.
How is this new?
It is. Listen, it's showing that in age gap relationships, now look, they only examined 7 years or more, but what they found was that men in an age gap relationship where their partner is at least 7 years or more younger than them, report the highest levels of satisfaction and happiness in relationships when compared to people that are in non-age gap relationships. Now, if their partner is 7 years older than them, that goes down quite a bit. So it has an opposite effect. But if their partner is 7 years younger than them, that shows a very, very large uptick in how happy and satisfied they are in the relationship.
Does it make a difference who is the older one and who's the younger one?
Good question.
Well, it does for men. Their partner needs to be younger for them to be happier, like I just laid out. But no, for women, it actually does not. If they are dating somebody more than 7 years younger than them or more than 7 years older than them, their levels of overall happiness satisfaction don't really vary. It just doesn't matter.
Interesting.
There's nothing really to that. But for the guys, happiness is up when the partner is younger than them and there's a significant age gap in that relationship.
Care to explain, Graham?
I want to throw this to you ladies because I'm, you know, I have, you know, a couple ideas.
What is the age difference between you and your wife, if you don't mind me asking?
1 year.
Oh. She's younger?
She's 1 year younger than me. Selena, what's your age gap between you and your man, AJ?
I am the cougar in the relationship.
By how much?
Wait, 4 months.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a very small gap, but I am the older one.
It is.
I'm 26 and a half, and he's 26.
Well, according to this new study, that's going in the wrong direction.
How is this new?
Jess, you and your man?
I am also the older one.
Wow.
By 2 months.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. You got some cougars on the show.
Also going in the wrong direction. And Chidi, you and your...
Okay, so for the sack one, I am older as well.
Wow, you have a couple days.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is the sack,
for those who don't know the sack slinger, that was just someone that Chidi would hook up with on the weekends. Yeah. But okay.
So this is bad news for you guys. Basically, do you think does that worry you at all that someday your man's going to be like, oh my God, what am I doing? I should be dating someone much younger. Not that you're... both you guys have great, great guys. I love them both. So I know they would never think that, but is that a thought that crosses women's minds?
I think yes and no. Like, obviously, if you're married to somebody or whatever, you don't you don't ever, like, I don't ever imagine my man leaving me for somebody younger. Like, that's my husband. Right. But as you do age, you do kind of wonder, like, are you going to be more attracted to these younger women? Yeah. Like, I'm when I'm, like, 60, are you going to be looking at these younger, you know what I mean?
No, of you course not.
I mean, that's something, no. I think every woman has that thought as we age.
Especially if their partner was 4 months older than them. Wow, you old hag.
I know. I know.
That's a good question, though, because I saw this on TikTok the other day, and somebody was like, wait, so when I turn 70, like, am I going to be looking at other 70-year-olds and being like, oh, wow, they're hot? Or are you going to be looking...
I think you'd be looking younger. At like 50 or 40 year olds. Oh. I don't think you could look at somebody. I think when you're that age, I don't think you look at somebody like in their 20s. It'd be like,
no,
because
they're like baby.
You'd be like,
right,
you'd be like at looking at your grandkid.
But you also don't look at somebody the same age, like 70s.
No, like, I think you still fire a little younger.
Wow. I think you would find somebody that age attractive because they've kind of aged with you and your partner. Like, you would still think your partner's attractive, hopefully, and they're that age.
Right.
Well, in our case, a lot younger, Jess.
We talked about busty granny yesterday, and I don't think there's any world that even when I'm in my 80s, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, busty granny. She's the one, like, when compared to the other things. We also, on our, you could probably still see her on our Instagram story. And then also you have the Sydney Sweeney Cosmo cover. It's like, you're looking at both those things when you're 80. I don't know.
So Chidi's a single one on the show. Chidi, how old are you?
26 and a half.
28 and a half?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Could you ever date someone 7 years younger? Who's 21?
No, 20 I can't. 21. That's too young for me.
Could you date someone 7 years older who is, help me with the math, 35?
No clue. No,
That's too old. 35.
Yeah.
Chidi wouldn't be open to dating somebody 7 years older?
No.
That, to me, in my mind, like, doesn't, as you get older, doesn't seem like a big deal. If you were a lot younger, you know, like, I don't, well, you're young, Chidi, but I'm just saying, like, that number seems more significant as your date. Like, imagine if you were 16 years old, could you date someone 7 years old? Like, whoa, no way.
Yeah.
But then if you're in your 30s or whatever, that 7 years seems like a lot less significant for whatever reason. Chidi, what is your age range?
I would say like 4 years older.
Plus or minus?
Plus, yeah.
You could do 4 years younger?
Call it 24. Maybe, yeah, I could do 24.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Those little F boys running around.
But I mean, I wouldn't, but if there was
How does it feel to be working with a bunch of cougars up here?
Seriously. Jeez, I didn't know that was the common denominator amongst the three of you ladies. Interesting.
All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild
94.9. Yeah, keep freezing up. Keep having to resend the top back. But I can't get my words straight, but I'm 20. My man's 46. We're happy. Bye.
Hey. All right, that's everybody. Lauren from Arkansas. JV Show number one in Arkansas. I just checked. Sorry, it sounded like she's having some troubles leaving some talkbacks this morning on the app. It's probably some snowstorm or something. You know, the weather. But how about that? She says she's 20. Her man's 46. We're happy.
Then I'm happy for you. But I would not want that for myself.
We were just talking about a new study that showed that men in relationships where the age gap, their partner was more than 7 years younger than them, expressed feelings about much higher levels of happiness and satisfaction in the relationship compared to people with non-age gap relationships.
Can I give my real opinion on this?
Go sure. Ahead.
I feel like you just have so much life to live and so many things to experience. You know what I mean? Like,
not if you live in Arkansas.
That's a good point. I'm
just kidding. Arkansasians. Arkansans. Arkansasians.
We're still trying to figure out what they're called.
Yeah, whatever they are.
Trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Wow, Graham, I can't believe while that was playing, you asked if they were cousins. Oh,
I did.
I heard it. I did hear that.
Yeah. I did not. You just offended an entire state. Well, how many people live
it
there?
It was
really?
Your question.
I didn't. Thank you for leaving us that talkback, Lauren. We love you.
All right, so people are pointing out Ryan Seacrest's appearance. If you haven't seen this clip from Wheel of Fortune that's gone viral, you can see it on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. This isn't the first time people have brought up his new appearance. He looks noticeably thinner. I mean, you can see it in his face. The word gaunt is a word that keeps coming up. Graham, have you seen new Ryan?
I saw Ryan because I watched on the New Year's Countdown show. I watched him on there and I made a few remarks to people that were with us about his appearance. I just look, he, there's, I couldn't put my finger on it, but he looked different.
He looks animated, like claymation.
What? That's not the direction I was going. I was thinking maybe like health issues behind the scenes. Like,
Wait, now I feel mad.
Not
now
that he's an animated character, but hey, hey. If you want to see this clip, it's a JV morning show. For me personally, it's just, it's really reminiscent of JV losing a ton of weight.
Mm. Yeah.
Because he was battling some serious health issues. And I'm not saying that's what going on. That's what's going on with Ryan, but you just never know.
True.
Yeah. But Ryan was always lean, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like, I don't know. It's all, were we allowed to speculate about like work done or stuff like that? I mean, Ryan's, how old is Ryan now?
I'll double check. But
we love Ryan. He's a great guy. Like, and nobody works harder in this industry than Ryan Seacrest.
51.
He's 51. I don't
know. The speculations are there online about possible work being done. But obviously, we don't know.
Right. Or in the era of weight loss medication, it's like, who knows? It could be a number of things. Who knows? But just be kind is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
Right. Oh, now I feel mean. Sorry.
Yeah.
I take it back.
You
I
should.
I bring Jess.
So John Lemon, really quick, has been arrested by the feds. He was taken in last night by federal agents in L.A. He was just there just trying to do his job. You know, the Grammys are this weekend, so he was there to cover everything. And instead, he got picked up and charged with violating a federal law by impeding people's right to worship. Remember, back on the 18th, he was covering the anti-ICE protests at a church in Minneapolis. His lawyer raised a great point that this is just a distraction from investigating the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy at the hands of federal immigration enforcement agents there in Minneapolis.
Is he a member of the press? Aren't they afforded different...
Yeah.
Doesn't things apply differently? I don't know.
To journalists and to the press, yes, it does.
Right, that's my initial takeaway from this. It seems targeted.
It is very targeted.
Not surprising. Definitely.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. According to a new study, San Jose just ranked the least affordable city in the entire world to buy a house.
How is this new?
We already knew it was expensive there. This study put forth by Remitly, some online money transfer service company. I don't really know what they do, but they analyzed a bunch of cities around the world on housing affordability and found that, look, based on the average salary in San Jose, which they estimate to be around $86,000 a year, that if you were a single person, you could only afford about 27% of an average home there. Average home prices, I don't know, $1.38 million by some estimates. They're very, obviously, we know it's expensive here in the Bay Area. We know it's expensive in San Jose. They're saying even if a couple combined those two average salaries, again, you're not even still able to afford half of that average home cost when you calculating what the mortgage and insurance and taxes and all that stuff would be. California, very well, unfortunately, represented on this list. I guess it's a good thing if you already own a home to know that your house has a high value, but you're probably sort of house poor because you're spending so much on your mortgage. But Los Angeles, number two on this list. Long Beach in third place. San Diego, fourth on this. And again, this these are global rankings.
And it's all here.
And about half of the top 10 was all California. San Francisco came in 10th on the list. So basically five out of the top 10 global cities, at least affordability for housing. I feel like we already knew this, but that's still like you can think of some very, very expensive areas globally. And I would assume more of them would beat out some of our cities in California, but guess not. So
great. And did you see a clip of a certain someone saying he wants to drive housing prices up?
Not down. I did see that.
So, great news for us, I guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about age gaps in relationships. Do we remember the name of the...
Lauren.
Lauren from Arkansas.
She left us one and said her man was is 46 and she is 20. And then we were cracking up about what you call someone from... Because Selena offended everyone from the state of Arkansas.
How?
And I was like, you offended all the Arkansantonians. I don't know what they call themselves there.
It's Arkansans, guys. I'm out. We're out in the woods, out in the country. It really ain't much to do around here. But we call ourselves Arkansans.
Bye.
Good to know. Thank you for clearing that up. I like that.
Arkansans. That's new.
The other thing that we were talking about earlier is smell maxing. Graham, you told us what that is. It's a new movement with teen boys.
They are trying
no
to
more Axe.
Yes, they are trying to max out their smell potential by getting like the most expensive and niche colognes and collecting all these different types of scents and fragrances is like the new. It's the new flex.
Oh my God, the whole cologne thing. This is so my 16-year-old. He has gone through every brand of cologne because, oh, this one smells better. Oh, this one smells like a man. Oh, I want this one. The latest one for Christmas is a Prada perfume cologne that he got for Christmas. Yeah, he has more expensive cologne than his stepdad and more expensive cologne perfume than myself.
Ooh.
Wow, I cannot imagine that as a teen. Fancy. Like, yeah. My signature scent was Speed Stick back when I was a Speed Stick guy. Deodorant. I couldn't imagine having expensive colognes.
Yo, smell maxing is real with these kids. My son's on that. He's been doing it for about 2 years. You ask him about a fragrance or anything smell related, and he will talk to you forever with all the jargon. In terms of cost, these kids are trading it. They're on forums. They're all about samplers, like little vials of it. So some of these kids are making money off it. They'll buy one and they'll sell off little samplers of it, and they're trading.
Oh my God.
They're all about it.
Oh, wait, that's a good idea.
That's crazy.
Dang. Hmm.
Okay.
But I guess I'm not as mad at it if they're as you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
that was a great point.
Well said.
Could I have said it better myself, honestly.
Well, I don't know what you're going for there. As opposed to like other things your teen son could be interested in, you'd rather have them out there smell maxing?
I mean, in terms of cost, you're not spending $500 on a bottle.
Oh, getting
you're
a sample.
You're getting like a tiny little size of different fragrances. Mm. Seems much more cost effective is what I was trying to say.
Getting a dinky one from your buddy. Yeah, yes. I see that.
We don't have a ton of time, but I do want to squeeze in at least another one of Chidi's tweets. Chidi, you tweet a lot, so Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
May have booked a tattoo appointment.
What?
Chidi, hold everything. Stop the music. What now?
Is it going to be a picture of a sack slinging?
Oh, no, definitely not.
So when? What?
Yeah.
Oh, so talk to us. Why? Okay. Well, I've always wanted a tattoo because they're really cute, but I'm going to get one that says W-A-Y-S, Ways, Why Aren't You Smiling? And then the serpent tattoo, which is going to be like on my wrist.
They're connected, so there's a serpent asking me why I'm not smiling?
No, they're not connected. They're two different tattoos, but I want it.
So where's the Ways? Like the Ways app that tells you your traffic and stuff?
No.
Oh, that's like spelled differently.
Yeah, it's spelled differently.
Okay, so where is that one going to be?
Well, they're both going to be on my wrist, but I think two different sides. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out the placement.
Okay.
But it's going to be the second week of February.
This is happening.
Yes, it's happening.
It's booked. This is not a drill, people.
I'm scared, though.
Chidi's getting a tattoo.
And is there any meaning or symbolism behind the serpent one?
It's just like transformation, rebirth, like you're healing.
You should get a phoenix rising from the ashes on your back.
Yes.
I think I'll pass on that one.
Ben Affleck's tattoo artist could help you with that one.
Yeah.
Is that what's on his back?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. Wait, Chidi, talk to me about the size, the scale of these. Oh. Is this serpent going
to
be wrapped all the way around your arm,
your
forearm?
Up to your pits? They're really tiny tattoos. They're going to be really small.
So, and it's for sure. It's locked in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you think there's a chance that you may chicken out? Like, making the appointment's one thing, and like, oh, I want to do this. And then you sit down in the chair, and you're like, this is going to be with me now for the rest of my life. Do you think you're going to go through with it?
I think I'm going to go through with it. I went through with them nose piercing, so I feel like...
Didn't we do that live on the air here?
Yeah.
Still remember Chidi's sound. It was like...
Ew! Gross.
What had happened?
Do you worry about this opening the floodgates, and after this... Because tattoos can be addicting.
That's like, inexpensive.
You're just going to come to work one day with a sleeve.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it, though. Okay. I think that would be cute.
A sleeve?
This is like Chidi. Wow, I didn't have Chidi getting a tat on my 2026 bingo card. Did you guys?
No, not at all.
This is big.
I'm here for it. Jess has been talking about getting one for
happen eventually.
Half her life at this point.
She'll check it out.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Maybe 2027.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't believe it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.